as much as humans can. Have to go on.
Do you remember the name of the hospital that you...
Where I was in England? Oh, Lord, yes. Riddington.
Riddington.
W-R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G.
Was that in...
Riddington, England. It's near Wigan, England. And Wigan, W-I-G-A-N, Wigan. And Wigan is about halfway between Liverpool and Manchester. Riddington Hospital. Yes. I'll never forget that. They done too much for me. I still hear from my nurses. And this surgeon over there, oh, he's advertised all over the world. Right after I left there, there was 24 surgeons from around the world that was in there to study under him. They got the prosthesis and all like he uses. And he makes, this English surgeon, makes his own hip sockets. And my hip sockets today are made out of polyethylene. Now this English surgeon, I'm talking about him now, he was not trained as a surgeon. He was trained as a mechanical engineer. And through that being a mechanical engineer, he became interested in the hip. And oh, he's a multimillionaire now, of course.
Did you mention his name?
No, that's right. John, J-O-H-N, John. I imagine from that name, we got our word Charlie. You see, you just put an N between the R and the L, and you've got his name. And he first made the hip sockets out of Teflon, like in our skillets. But after 2.5 years, that'd wear, and he buys this polyethylene from Germany in rolls about so big, and he cuts and shapes it. When you come back, I'll get up if you'd like to see these processes. I've got the ones that was in my hips.
Yes, ma'am.
If you'd like to, you said you'd come back again.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get those things together and I'll show them to you.
Oh, good.
If you'd like to see them.
Yes, ma'am, I would.
And so with my local surgeon and say many others, they didn't do it when I first went over there, even at Mayo's. This Mr. was the father of it. He's the one that started it. He's the real one. And the Queen has just made him sir.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's sir now.
Well.
I still hear from my nurses, some of them over there. And they, keep me posted with Mr. And I want them to.
Yes, ma'am.
He's too great a man not to keep up with.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thanked him every way that I could, of course. And finally, I said something about that. I wish I could really do something for him. He said, well, that's all right. He says, I've done got mine made. Well, he did. Now, he didn't. He was very reserved. But the nurses told me when I was there that he was putting up $1 million home.
Is that right?
So old, old man. And there was a surgeon from Australia, and he stayed there all the time I was there the first time. And he was studying to take it to Australia. And as I told you, I have a picture of the 24 surgeons from around the world that was in there to study under him.